Are you on the RCR mailing list? Never miss a beat of the news and hard-hitting stories you've come to know and love. Stay in the loop. Visit realitycheck.radio/email.
Hey, what's up everybody? Tobias Tahi here. What a massive show today's one was. And you are here now, tuned in to the replay from the 11th of July, 2024. Today's show had music from Lucas Mack, Aretha Franklin, Hi Rez, Pink Floyd, Johnny Cash, Mounted and Dubstep, Thievery Corporation, and a lot more. There's something in there for everyone. We don't have full replays of my show for permanent download, so to catch all of the music, make sure you catch the Truth Speaker Show live and direct, 1 p.m. Monday and 1 p.m. Thursday, or 10 p.m. replay on both of those days. And again from 1 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. Check out the website www.realitycheck.radio for more information about the Truth Speaker shows and all of the RCR shows.
You're listening to the Truth Speaker Show with Tobias Tahi, the replay edition on RCR, Reality Check Radio. Send us your feedback to inbox at realitycheck.radio.
Truth is here, the truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. I said the truth is here, the truth is here. I wanna
be free. Free. Don't wanna be judged, don't wanna be me.
I don't care if I offend you. I was put to upset you.
I hope one day they finally see the truth. God, we need you now.
Here, the truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. I said the truth is here, the truth is here. I want
the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Welcome to the United Snakes, land of the thief, home of the slave, the grand imperial guard, where the dollar is sacred and power is God. And welcome to the Truth Speaker Show. If this is your first time here, then buckle up because you're in for a powerful 3 hours of music that you won't hear on any legacy radio music shows in the nation. My name is, of course, Tobias Tahi, and if you are a regular here, you know exactly what these next 3 hours are going to be. Nothing but powerful, thought-provoking, inspiring music that has the ability to inspire you to be the change this world needs to see, to inspire you to start a revolution, to start a riot, or simply throw your middle finger up to the system, a middle finger to the systematic division, a middle finger to anything other than the truth. Throughout today's show, if anything sparks your mind, or if you don't agree with anything, or if you simply have some music request, don't be shy. 2057 is the text. Inbox at realitycheck.radio is the email. I often look at the state of this nation and I swear, we are being used within an MK Ultra test to see how divided a nation can become when you feed different information to different circles, and to see how much they can divide us via our own minds. Every social, political, and racial issue we see is propaganda and systematic division, while people on opposing sides swear they are thinking for themselves, yet they aren't. Each side of the spectrum is thinking within a narrative that aligns with their ideals and refuses to even glimpse at the other side because we have been convinced that it's life or death. Therefore, another ideological value and perspective can somehow be a threat and an attack on ours, be a threat and an attack on our freedom, an attack on our lives. And I can respect in some aspects that may be true, but you are responsible for your life. And if someone or something can take your rights away, can take your freedom away, can take your life away, that's on you. And you need to change the way you're living in order for that to not happen. The world isn't what it once was, where you could 100% trust public anything, from libraries to schools to supermarkets to doctors and hospitals, so you must act accordingly. You must utilize them with an understanding of the elements that are no longer designed to benefit you or your tamariki and protect yourself and your whānau from it, and navigate it all in an appropriate manner, not blindly trusting them and then being a victim of your own complacency. Until such days as we take control of these things, recalibrate them, realign them with their unbiased ideological service providing intentions, then you need to take responsibility for your life in its entirety. And then nothing and nobody can change, take away, or be a threat to how you want to live life. Therefore, you won't be vulnerable to feeling threatened by somebody else's ideological perspective or somebody else's ideals. Therefore, you will no longer see them as a threat to your life. Therefore, you will no longer allow yourself to be systematically divided. But maybe all these public services were meant to collapse and be exposed. Maybe, just maybe, they were never created with your best interest at heart, and the veil is simply lifting for you to see that the education system is indoctrination, creating tax slaves, the health system is big pharma's revolving door drug dealing, and the supermarkets sell you poison. But a library, however, should always be a place of knowledge and wisdom. Maybe it's time we just create our own. Instead of complaining and trying to recreate what's lost, let's just create our own. Simple solution. Point being, you know the aspects of society that aren't your friend. Take control of your own life and you will no longer feel threatened by a human whose ideological perspective is different from yours. Therefore, you won't fall for the systematic division and your life will simply be a lot happier and more peaceful. You know you're in for a great show when it starts like that. This is the Truth Speaker Music Show. That last song from Eneko titled Yosemite has the lines in it, "Only I know who I am. I am not woman or man, protector of water and land, a voice of the meek and the damned." This is a great example of indoctrinated automatic responses to things that our minds perceive as being something that we are against. The line, "I am not woman or man," has caused people to say to me they don't like their song because she promotes the trans agenda or because she is promoting non-binary agendas, la-di-da-di-da. When what it actually means is she's referring to not being from this realm, this dimension. It is simply a conceptual line stating that her purpose is much greater than human. She has a divine purpose. But to hear people automatically triggered by a line thinking it is part of an agenda that they don't agree with is a perfect example of being indoctrinated while not realizing we are. It's part of the great divide to have our minds automatically acting within our response to what we feel is one thing, when in fact it is something else, but because we spend so much time focusing on one thing, we start to think that everything is that one thing. It's like when you're driving down the road and have never noticed orange cars, but then you start looking for orange cars. You start seeing orange cars. It's the same programming within our mind when you're worried about XY agenda. No, that wasn't a chromosome pun. But when you're worried about something, you will start to think things are that something. A better analogy might be if you're walking through the Nahiri, through the bush, and you're absolutely shit scared of spiders, and your subconscious mind is deeply cautious of them. You brush past a branch and a leaf hits the back of your neck and boom, spider freak out dance, shaking yourself down to get rid of what is only there because your mind was worried about it. It's the same with agendas. Be careful you're not activating your automatic programmed response and disliking, seeing, or thinking one thing as something when in reality, it's just a leaf on the back of your neck causing you to panic. We all need to watch the thinker. And what I mean by this is watch your thoughts from a higher vantage point and observe if they are truly your thoughts or if they are groupthink or if they are anti-think. If they are coming from a place of years of pushing back against agendas that we have now become our own indoctrinated agenda, naturally, which is how mass mind perspective evolves and is shaped in the first place. It starts with pushing back against indoctrination to becoming the indoctrinated on the other end of the scale to what you first stood against. Which is why it's vital in changing the world to make sure you first and foremost push back against your own thoughts and narrative. Fact check yourself, your own mind. Watch the thinker by stepping outside of yourself and double check that your thoughts are yours and not an echo of someone or something else. And unfortunately, that brings us to the close of the Truth Speaker Music Show for your Thursday. I have enjoyed today's playlist and I hope you have too. I try to bring in different styles of music each show. That way no two shows are the same. I had a friend recently tell me who is a regular listener say they love listening to the shows because It's like an exciting lucky dip of music and twists and turns through various styles and genres, and she doesn't know what to expect next because it's all such a varied journey, which she loves, and I hope you love it too. I'll be back on Monday for another powerful music show. Until then, remember to love each other and never trust the government.
You're now listening to The Truth Speakers Show with Tobias Tahi, right here on your very own Reality Check Radio, RCR, your home for music with a side of truth and freedom.
Thank you for tuning in to RCR Reality Check Radio. If you like what you're listening to, dislike what you're listening to, either way, we want to hear from you. Get in touch with us now. You can text us with your message to 2057, that's 2057, or email us at inbox@realitycheck.radio. We would love to hear from you, so connect with us today.